What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Why am I saying that? Happy Hunter Brown Day to you. We are very, very close to him taking the mound for the Astros as they look for a sweep against the Philadelphia Phillies. That one is first pitch is, moments from now.
So is your first bite?
I think I'll wait. I don't think I'm doing that in the middle of the segment.
Because yeah, probably that's good
how that. Yeah, I'll probably wait to the other side of the segment, but I will do that. We have hot dogs have been acquired. Shot of alcohol has been acquired.
Mm-hmm. And, what kind is it?
What is it?
What was it? I don't forgotten what it is.
Yeah, it's right there.
Hornitos, I believe.
Yeah, Hornitos.
Okay.
There
you go. It was what was around.
Mm-hmm.
That is how this went. So ready to undertake my best shot at a 999 challenge during a little bit of a work environment, because that's exactly where you want to go undertake a eating and drinking challenge is at work.
Yes, you do. That's what everybody can see.
I've often said that. Yeah. That's exactly where you want to do things like that. All right, let's talk about.
I wish we started this earlier.
That's right.
Because right about now, you'd be around a little rudgy.
Yeah, but why would I do that?
Yes.
That'd make it fun.
For who?
For us.
For
us. Everyone but you.
For all the listeners on the text line.
Don't worry, they're here about tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe they won't, because y'all probably go home. So if y'all want to know about it, make these guys stay.
Now, you can take the shot now. Take the shot now.
Nah, I'm going to wait till the game's not started.
Oh, that's right.
And now we need to start this conversation about Houston teams. We talked about it earlier. It's championship or bust for this Rockets team.
Yeah.
This Astros team is in. I mean, they're trying to keep a window open of contention, which means.
Jordan playing catch.
They need. Jordan is playing catch.
Not hitting off a tee.
I mean, but he has. He has recently. I mean, we saw the injury designations. Mm-hmm. Yes, the long trainer's room. Jacob Melton, who was someone was asking earlier, him along with Chaz McCormick, Pedro Leon, and Brendan Rodgers are all going through hitting and throwing progressions for whatever that's worth. So, you know, working their way to return for whatever, you know, however you want to utilize that. But Astros, championship type window. Texans, we're talking about them entering that window of being amongst the best and giving themselves an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And obviously, we mentioned the Rockets. So, which team, as they're all pushing for that, you know, the biggest award, the biggest thing in their sports, has the biggest obstacle in their way to winning a championship? 713-572-4610.
What would be the holdup? What would stop the train, so to speak?
Is this all internal, or are you thinking external as well?
It's however you want to interpret it. Rocket, because let's just put it in very, very blunt terms. The Rockets, the Texans, and the Astros all believe, at least themselves,
correct,
that they have a chance to win a championship.
Right.
All right? So what are the obstacles that could keep that from happening? You want to go team by team, or does one stand out to you over the other?
I mean, team by team makes sense. The Texans won, so text line already jumped in there. And the 832 is starting with letting you know that the Texans have the hardest path in their perspective. But the 972 says the biggest roadblock wasn't addressed in the offseason despite what the team said or did, which I think you're in the same place, is probably
the
offensive line. Right?
Yeah.
That was the biggest hole that they had, right, last year. And so it makes sense that that's going to be the biggest, biggest roadblock, at least when it comes to internal type things. Mm-hmm. Do you have the offensive line that allows your offense to do the things necessary and allows your most important player, if not best player in C.J. Stroud, to orchestrate an offense? Because your defense, you know, is Super Bowl caliber. Your offense needs to match or at least have complementary football, and that starts with being able to block, whether run or pass block. It needs to start there.
I think that is the clear answer for everybody, but I think there are also other answers that are potential, you know, obstacles.
With the Texans?
What's standing between the Texans and a championship, I think the offensive line would be one. I honestly think they need to win 12 damn games for once. I know they've done it once in their history. I believe it was 2012, 11. And
those are the 2 years I'd guess. Yeah. Right? Those are the two probably best years that you've had.
So win 12 games. Hell, win 13 games. So you're not playing just the Saturday afternoon wild card game.
They find a way to still do that.
Come on, man. We got to keep the tradition going.
And then
the divisional round game on Saturday night.
And then going on the road. And then going on the road. Win 13 games and play a couple at home. Hell, play all three at home.
Right. And you were right. 2012 was the 12-win season, 12-4, where you again lost in divisional round. We know what that is.
Win 13 games. Let's do it.
That speaks to what I think the biggest roadblock actually is. And this person on 713 kind of started getting towards it. Biggest challenge for the Texans is obviously Lamar Jackson. And if you extrapolate that out, and Josh Allen, and if you want to put it as Patrick Mahomes, like, it's the AFC is a monster, and all of the best quarterbacks in this league are in this conference. You need to be a monster as
well. Be a monster.
But the Lamar Jackson, I would scoff at that a little bit, and I'm the Lamar Jackson defender here. Mm-hmm. I will be completely honest about that. But, man, they sure like to step on their own feet and trip on their own feet, because I thought that they were the best offense last year, or best team last year. I thought the year before that they should have won in the game that they lost against Kansas City, but they have stepped on their own foot. If they get out of their own way, I don't know. I don't know who's really supposed to stop them. And then you look at the Bills, who they feel like they've ascended to a whole different level of capability. The Chiefs are interesting because they feel like they actually have significant holes in what they are, but they might just be the Astros in a different sport, in a different color. Yeah. Of just, it doesn't matter what it looks like or what you think it is. I thought they were the getting away with it All-Stars last year, and all of a sudden here they are in the Super Bowl again. So just the ability to know how to win, or just being a crazy good team. I think those teams are out there, and so you need to find, as the Texans, a thing, right? And obviously defense can be that possibly, but you need to have a thing that breaks through the noise, because you have the hardest path of trying to get to the Super Bowl and foremost.
All those things you're telling me, while true, are mitigated if you win 13 games. You know,
are they?
Yes, you'll be either one or two.
Yeah, but you still have to face those teams.
But they'll be coming here. I'm saying, so they're mitigated. I'm not saying they're solved.
I was like, do I have to be the guy that says week 17?
No, I'm not saying they're solved.
You know what I mean? Do I have to be the guy that brings up the Beyonce Bowl?
But you'd feel much better about doing that at home in the postseason.
Beyonce Bowl happened at home.
I know.
Okay.
I understand. Regular season game. It was bad vibes, man.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. It was bad vibes. Yeah. You're putting that on Mr. Yeah. Beyonce Knowles Carter.
It was Christmas, man.
right.
They wanted to be home.
Unless you ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
They wanted to be home.
Unless Santa Claus ain't come to your house.
That was a lump of coal if I ever saw one.
And the Ravens were angry that they had to be on the road on Christmas. No. Okay. So what about Rockets? What's the obstacle?
I think obviously the Oklahoma City Thunder is one of the things if you talk about externally. But it's just the idea of them being a champion while also still being similar to you and young. They have their superstar. They have their niche. They have their thing. But you know what I'm going to say for the Rockets. The thing internally, you talk about Kevin Durant and his age and his health. But for me, it's, can you develop an offense that is above what Kevin Durant gives you? So it's not just Kevin Durant trying to go for what you know. It's not just Alperen Sengun post-up going for what you know. It's not just Fred VanVleet getting mad at Draymond Green talking crazy to him to try and find offense for him. It is something that makes more of the sum of the parts of what you have, because the parts are great, but a good offense takes that and levels it up. And I think that that's still what's necessary. That's something that was missing this year. Mm-hmm. And even with Kevin Durant coming in and giving you ability to have someone to hand the ball to in the final 4 or 5 minutes, you need to figure out something more in those other 44 minutes that are not just we're going to get the ball out of the off the rim and run the other way.
That is definitely a hurdle. It ties in with my biggest hurdle outside of the Western Conference, as you pointed out with Oklahoma City. I think it's beyond Oklahoma City. I think a lot of teams are going to be right up there.
Right. I'm waiting for free agency to give me an idea which of those teams actually are in the way.
But on top of what you said, and I mentioned this the other day, just pencil in. And it's not a shot at him. It's just the way things work. Pencil in Durant missing about 20 games.
Okay.
You know, whether it's health, rest, whatever you want to call it, pencil in him missing about 20 games. You got to figure out how to win the majority of those. And that ties in with your offense thing. It ties in with players stepping up, because in order to be able to get to a high level in the conference, you're gonna want home court advantage as well. And you're going to want the squad to be able to perform without Durant.
Okay.
You know,
I think that those are all fair. So then the Astros are the remaining team of the trifecta, Houston's majority sports.
Mm-hmm.
What for the Astros? Is injuries going to continue to be the thing?
Because
right now, injuries are the thing, but you're winning your division. You've got tied for the third best record in all of baseball. As of right now, that's not killing you. Are these injuries going to still remain a thing? Are you going to maybe get guys back in timely fashion to where the injuries aren't the thing that's in your way? Because for postseason ball is what we're talking about.
No, to me, it's injuries.
Still.
As much as they're withstanding it, remarkable. I mean, they're just playing remarkable baseball and getting remarkable efforts out of guys, especially pitchers, despite all the injuries. It's still, you're playing with fire, man. I mean, I hate to use a cliche, but I mean, there's a lot of injuries out there. And if you don't start getting guys back, then ultimately it will catch up to you.
Which maybe they are getting a little bit of a good fortune there. Joe Espada, before this game started, that is going a couple of outs for Hunter Brown early in the top of the first. But before this game started, Joe Espada said that there's a TBD or TBA for Saturday starting pitcher. That TBD could turn into a different three letters, LMJ, possibly. We'll see if that comes to – and if he's back, that gives you – at least the thing that I feel confident in, if you have health, which is Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and another pitcher to go along with them in Lance McCullers Jr. for when you get to the postseason where you could easily run a three-man rotation.
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me actually is that hitting. Like,
I have that on mine as well. Just
timely
overall hitting.
Timely hitting is great.
Yeah.
I would want to see more robust hitting when you sort the wheat from the chaff going to the postseason. Postseason baseball, postseason basketball, playoff football, all of it. You're playing against the better teams. We're getting rid of all these teams that are not good, and now you need the level. There needs to be a level up, and even with that, like, you can't just depend on the pitching to straight get you through. You need your hitting to not just be timely, but to be more robust, and that's going to require Yordan being back and actually being a better version of himself, which we can't say that we've seen this season.
Mm-hmm.
I probably want to ask Christian Walker to be a better version of himself, on top of the fact that obviously you want them to be good, but those are the guys who are supposed to be the experienced guys. When you're getting into the meaningful games. Yes, mm-hmm. Jose Altuve is experienced. Jeremy Pena, interestingly enough, has playoff experience being that type of guy. But Jake Myers, how much do you expect, even if he continues through the regular season, when it comes playoff time, that different level of baseball, is he going to maintain that level? How much can you lean on Cam Smith? You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the guys that are supposed to be guaranteed,
that's
guaranteed
overall hitting.
Offense.
Yeah.
They need to be those guys in the postseason. So in laying those out, right, if we're talking about health in the Western Conference for the Rockets, if we're talking about injuries and hitting for the Astros, and, of course, offensive line, and then, what the top of the AFC is, which of those is the largest obstacle for one of these Houston teams?
I think I would have to say the Texans, only because of the proven commodities at the top of the division, the fact that they have a tougher schedule, so it's going to be hard to get to those 12 or 13 wins, harder. To get to those and as a texter said, we're saying offensive line, which is true, but you also have offensive coordinator, you also have offensive line coach, et cetera, et cetera. I'd say the Texans have the toughest path, but all three of them believe they have a chance, and I wouldn't doubt them.
Funny enough, I think the one that I feel most confident is the Astros.
Oh yeah, which is weird, right?
It is weird, but I wonder also if that just the championship pedigree that's also sliding in here for me as well.
Yeah, because
the
Rockets, exactly what it is.
A good point that's made here on the text line from the 832. You also still Jabari Smith Jr. Does he take a step forward because he's going to have more responsibility? Does Tari take another step?
Mm-hmm.
Does Reed become a viable? That's a huge part of this because again, I've been operating under the presumption that he becomes the leader of the bench mob.
Mm-hmm.
If your bench and your non-Fred, non-KD minutes or whatever end up being problematic. How far can you actually go? So, mm-hmm. you know, those are fair things to bring up. So if I had to rank it, I go Texans, Rockets, Astros when it comes to difficulty of what stands between them and championship. Okay. Fair?
Yeah, I would agree.
But what's lovely, as Parker McCollum mentioned, you know, and I know a lot of people talked about, it does feel like you're in your championship era as an entirety of a Houston sports mm-hmm. city, including, mind you, shout out to the Sabercats who are playing in the Major League Rugby Championship this weekend as well.
Dude, they're
the Western Conference
great.
Champions. So
they're playing great.
Championship era, baby.
Yeah.
Houston. Yeah. Championship city. You love to see it. I mean, well, everybody's got to go get it done, starting with the Sabercats this weekend. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's that time, first and foremost, as we're in the first inning, for me to eat a hot dog. But also, it's time to hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, so Lopez had some takeaways on the NBA draft last night. I got some takeaways as well. And we got to do a little investigation on somebody who was catching a lot of heat last night.
Ooh, okay. All Let's right. do that. Next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Real quick, I just want to give a quick update.
Mm-hmm.
On the guy who broke both of his legs in the Galleria.
We got a
local celebrity at this.
Yeah, we gotta have this.
He was running from the cops, and he decided to jump from the second level onto the ice rink mm-hmm. and broke both of his legs.
So, he loves this story.
So apparently, this brother stole some sunglasses. So man. That was the item he took. And he actually did a video of it. He was in a store. I forgot what store it was, but he put on these sunglasses. And was talking to all this trash, like, man, I'm walking out of here. Like, I'm out.
Was he really?
Yep. Man. And apparently they called the cops on him. And the cops, I guess it was some cops that was
there
off duty.
Yeah.
But they was kind of working something else. They ran after him, and the rest is history.
Man.
So that's a quick little update on
that. He went down slow off of the second level.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't just like on some superhero type stuff, just jump over. He actually climbed down and waited for himself to drop and then broke his legs.
Man.
Which is hilarious because you think you're getting away from him? Like, if you take that long to get to the second level, they're just going to follow you down?
Yeah.
Yeah. salute to that young man. I hope you feel stupid.
What is the inverse of a salute? Because whatever that is, that to that man.
It's just thoughts and prayers, pretty much. T's and P's, baby.
T's and P's.
T's and P's.
Yeah.
So, Lopez, you was talking about the NBA draft. You gave the OG thoughts.
Yeah.
And all the passing thoughts.
Yeah.
So, I got a few little thoughts, too, man. I can't front, man. I was very disappointed with the coverage of it. I was watching the ESPN version, and I didn't know it was an ABC version. I thought it was all like simulcast.
Oh, they were different?
They were different. They were totally different.
Why?
So
that's news to me, actually.
I was sitting, I don't know who y'all was y'all watching.
I was watching ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, so we was watching Kendrick Perkins, Malika Andrews, and the rest of them. Apparently on ABC, it was Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
It was the what was the guy that was the GM for the Lakers? Not the Lakers, but
Bob Myers.
It was Bob Myers.
Who was the general manager for the Warriors?
Yeah. It was somebody else that was kind of hosting. They weren't even at a desk. There was more kind of a sit down type thing, couch type of vibe to it. But I'm like, man, I'm not sure. I guess the ESPN version was the B team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I don't know if the other version is the A team at this point, man. I'm like, I'm sitting here dying a slow death trying to figure out which way to die because I was not really impressed with the way both of them broadcast was.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier when I was giving my passing thoughts. ESPN was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, too. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing that was I didn't think it was that bad, but I looked on the internet. And people was torching this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
So Monica Minut, who was doing the interviews right after they jump off the stage.
Yeah.
And I don't really expect much from these interviews, man. It's soft questions.
Yeah.
It's just nothing crazy. You ain't about to get no type of
like big
insight. Big answers or insight into anything like that. So I look online. People are saying this is brutal. It was a lot of bad things said about her questions and all of that stuff. So I want to play something real quick. So this is her talking to Cooper Flagg. So this is pretty much the first interview.
Okay.
I know she was working all day, but this is the first interview once the draft started, and she interviewed Cooper Flagg.
Cooper, the moment has been realized. How are you feeling?
Feeling amazing. It's a dream come true, to be honest. I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
You mentioned sharing it with anybody else. We've got the Flag Five here. How much have these people meant in getting you here?
I mean, I wouldn't be here without these people right here and all my people back home in Maine. Five people up in the box up there, they're here for me, and I wouldn't be here without them. So it just means so much to see everybody here and supporting me.
So that don't, I mean,
that's typical fluff.
There's
nothing wrong with
so
that.
So you don't hear anything crazy or you kind of cringing or anything like that?
No, it was perfectly fine, actually. Like, I didn't hear that particular interview. I have a thought on, like, I don't know that I personally would have put Monica McNutt there, and I quite love what she does, but she's an analyst. Mm-hmm. I think ESPN does that a lot, where they put people play people out of position, so to say.
Yeah.
And that would be one of those instances. But I thought she handled herself very well there.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I ain't think nothing of it. I mean, I probably wasn't even paying attention, to be honest. But she ain't say nothing where I'm like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Now, here's Monica Minut talking to the guy that was drafted in the Rocket spot for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
I'm not sure his name is.
Draymond Muluwak.
Yes, that's his name. Mm-hmm. And he's from
Duke.
Yeah, we can say that, but he's from another country.
Yeah, he was talking about Africa.
I don't know if it's from Africa. Yeah.
Is it the Sudan? An African country.
Yeah.
I want you to. Can I peel the curtain back?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lopez goes, is it the Sioux? And then I'm not looking at him, but I can feel his eyes turn towards me as if I'm supposed to know exactly.
You would.
Hey,
I was all the people in the room, you would.
I was about to point to you.
Is it because of this African pendant right here?
Oh, 100%.
No, it's mostly because you're a nerd.
Yeah. No, for me it was.
Yeah. South Sudan.
Yeah, I thought it was Sudan.
I'm like, hey, Reggie, my brother. Where your brother from, man? No, I wouldn't go do all that.
South Sudan, yeah.
Yeah, so this is her, and this is where I kind of raise the eyebrow a little bit because mm-hmm. Something seemed a little off to me. I want to see if it's kind of off for y'all.
You told me yesterday that you are delusional about your dreams. Tell the truth. Did that delusion include being drafted a lottery pick in the NBA?
I mean, yeah, it included that, like me being delusional about my dreams, believing in myself that I'm going to make it to the NBA one day, and now I'm here in the NBA draft, just got drafted.
We also talked about the pride and all the folks that you are representing. What do you want to say about the people that have helped you get here, and in particular, your roots in Africa?
Did y'all see anything? Because my first thought, when I heard the first question, I tweeted out, is Monica Manette from Africa? Like, does she have some type of roots there or something like that? Because it seemed like she was kind of talking in a different accent a little bit.
Yeah, her cadence switched up in a weird, interesting way.
I'll play it again real quick, just the first part.
You told me yesterday that you are delusional about your dreams. Tell the truth. Did that delusion include being drafted a lottery pick in the NBA?
I mean, I think it's kind of a reach, but I could see where
her cadence is definitely different, but I don't think it's because, honestly, if I was joking, I'd be like, she sounded like she had been drinking a little bit, which I don't think is the case. I think really just... she was trying to do a lot of like enunciating to make sure maybe for him, because I hadn't even considered that possibly for his understanding. But I think also we know this because we work in a medium like this. It's very easy for you to talk in a way that's monotone, that's normal, but also doesn't sound great over like for a broadcast.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, making sure that you have a level of color to your voice and change the tonation and whatever. And it just felt like she turned that knob up too far.
Yeah.
Which that would be my complaint. It didn't feel natural. It felt very put on from her. Mm-hmm. And I think what people, especially nowadays in broadcast, want is a more natural feel where it feels kind of easy flowing. And that's probably what people are hearing from her. At least that's what I think that I heard.
And I think it's still a reach to go there. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
It
was fine but that's, I still wasn't complaining. I was just kind of raising the eyebrow. Yeah. I'm like, is she from Africa? Mm-hmm. Like, did she got some roots there? I looked and she wasn't.
Okay.
So this is towards the end of the draft, and she interviewed a guy by the name of Liam McNeely. And like I said, this is the end. And Reggie, you brought up that.
Is that the Illinois cat? My bad.
I can't remember. But now Reggie brought up a little earlier, she sounded a little tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard this one, I'm like, okay, something else going on. She must be tired or something.
Yeah.
You now round out the four guys from Mount Vernon tonight. How special is it to share this night with those guys?
You know, those are my brothers.
It's all good. It's your night.
so proud of them and the dream come true.
Congratulations, Liam. Congratulations, Mom Ashley.
At that point, I think she,
a green room.
I thought she was tired. It sounded like she was tired.
She and might have been drinking. It has signs.
Yeah, just even this last part, it seemed like she was just kind of melded in a little bit. Just
congratulations, Liam. Congratulations, Mom Ashley.
And then she just walked off. I'm like, she had to be tired. Something. Because I kind of get like that when I'm a little tired and I don't even have to be drinking.
Kind of punch drunk in that.
Yeah. You kind of get a little cotton mouth. You just kind of, So she had to be tired. And that's a long day for her.
It is a long day.
So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she got a little tired towards the end.
I was about to say, where's Cassidy Hubbard? But I don't think she worked at ESPN no more. They got where's Holly Rowe? That's the Holly Rowe special. Just out here being happy and bubbly and talking, asking people questions. Like where are all the NBA sideline reporters? Why did Monica McNutt end up in the space? Again, not saying that she can't do it. I think she's really good at what she does. Why are you having people like, hey, Stephen A. Smith, go do these interviews? That's not what you hired them for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think honestly, who was the Malika Andrews? I know she's more of a host now, but that was her spot right there. Like to me, I kind of look at her as kind of like a Taylor Rooks a little bit, where she could just connect with the players, do a little quick little interview, smile and look pretty and all that stuff. Yeah. I think she's
that
more
sounded worse than I think you were trying to make it sound. I think I understood what you were going for, but that did sound like just get out here and look pretty for me now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she know how to connect with the players.
100%. You're right. You're right.
And I think now she's pretty much being a host, like kind of running the ship a little, steering the ship.
Yeah.
I think they just kind of figured they could just throw anybody right there and they could work. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I guess it's the reason I don't work at ESPN. I guess I ain't got the answers.
I don't know.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So the one thing I love is a judge who is all about her people and don't play about her defendants. So here's a judge who is, I want to say, is in Michigan. She was doing a Zoom call with a guy talking about his probation and all that stuff. And here's where she kind of turned up a little bit.
You're on a non-reporting probation anyway. So if they've had you reporting monthly, you didn't have to do that.
They told me that the judge don't make the rules here. That was the quote that they...
Who told you that? Oh, hold on. Mr. Flanagan, call Mr. Farmer right now. Call him right now.
Ooh. Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
This is the
right
judge.
Now. I need you to tell us who told you that. Call them right now. Matter of fact, you can call Mr. Wade too. Call them right now. Yes. I like you, Mr. Lee. I like you. You didn't even mean to tell on them, but you did. Let's make sure they have a meeting with the probation. Because if I ever hear somebody say that again, I'm gonna hold them in contempt.
Yeah.
But we gonna do this right now. Oh, I'm so excited. This turned out to be a great Tuesday.
She's excited. She's gonna go in on someone.
That's a good type of judge right there. That's
she enjoys doing her job.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a lot of people won't even go that far. They would just kind of do their job right there. But she took it a step further.
Well, I gotta know. Did she get them? I mean, did they?
Actually looking through the comments. I ain't got the comments in front of me, but I was kind of looking. They asked for an update.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy or whoever his probation officer whoever wasn't working there anymore.
Okay. Nice. So, that's kind of an answer right there.
Yeah. So
what I love, though, is that she immediately, like, she went from like, all right, this is ho-hum, another Tuesday. And she was like, oh, we got action.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. That?
Yeah.
Who said this ain't the judge?
I'm gonna fix that right now.
Yeah,
call them right now.
Who over here talking about my name?
And it wasn't even angry. She was just like, "Yeah, we got action."
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the people like the bouncer who likes to fight. It's like, "Oh, we got to fight." Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I got to throw somebody out today.
Yeah.
Except with the judge.
Yes.
Yeah. No, salute to her.
I like that.
We need a little more judges like that. 100%. I'm sure there's some great judges out there too. But you also got the ones that's not, that's a little strict.
Mm-hmm.
So salute to her for looking out for him, because she ain't had to do that.
Hey, she's just doing her job. That, yeah. They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. Some people probably wouldn't have paid it no mind, but she actually said, no, who is this? Yeah. Right, we're so going to let them know right now.
How mad do you think she would have been if it was just that they were making old boy do check-ins on his probation rather than saying specifically that the judge don't run nothing here? Because that felt like that was the part where she was like, oh, really?
Sure. Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is that so? Mm-hmm. We'll find out then. Yeah. Let's see. Well, there you go.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. is the time to check in for that. At the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something mixtape worthy, send it to him. He might put you on the air and shout you out as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Astros look like they might be getting one on board right now. That is right. They do. It's 1-0 now in favor of the Astros over the Phillies. Hunter Brown has been handling his own, but at bottom of the second, Yainer Diaz with the RBI right before our eyes right now as they are trying to go for a sweep of the tied for third best record in baseball, Philadelphia Phillies. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to crosstalk with the fellas that are holding down the drive slot. It's Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. We'll talk to them next. Yeah, it's been a fun Thursday to this point in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Well, just on 610 in general, your Houston sports leader. It started with a great conversation with Payne and Pendergast. We've had a good show. It's a Hunter Brown day, so that's been delightful as well already. We already got, was it Pena that came home?
It was Myers.
It was Myers, that's right. Because that was the Yainer Diaz.
That was a hustle
RBI.
Run, man.
Real hustle plays there.
Infield single.
The Astros are in the top of the third and, you know, already have a 1-0 lead. Although I will say, Hunter Brown's doing what he does. That is to be expected. Christian Walker, dog.
Yeah.
And it was one at bat. You cannot make the entirety of a guy's existence one at bat. However, when existence has been the way that it has been for Christian Walker, you see in that bat where he just looks lost and he's just flailing, and it doesn't give me confidence, man. I'm not confident that he's going to find his way out of it, and I hate to say that because he's a consummate pro.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dude that knows himself. We've seen kind of the conversations about it when it comes to reporting and such. That I early on in the season, I was like, he'll find his way. This is the halfway point. Mm-hmm. This is game 81. I am starting to wonder if he's going to find himself.
Look, that was an at bat that had all the markings of somebody who was lost. Like, he was flailing. It was way outside. It was a quick. I think it was three strikes in four pitches. And you're right. I mean, that's not normally him, but you can see it just kind of compounding itself and getting in his head. It seemed like again, like you said, one at bat. Maybe it was just, you know, he was fooled. Whatever. But it certainly looked like that.
All right, I don't know. Have you ever coached baseball? I never actually.
No. Basketball.
I'm very much mm-hmm. wondering, because I know you did coach basketball, and I don't know if there's any level of translatable coaching experience for this. But I'm always intrigued by how a manager helps a player out of these spaces. Before the season, Joe Espada, I don't even remember. I think he might have been talking with Chandler Rome, if memory serves. I don't recall, but he was talking about, you know, the ways in which he kind of writes down in his journal. He journals generally, and one of the things that's helped him do is, like, you know, consider and think back of the ways that he's helped guys and the ways that, you know, he knows how to help guys out of things. Obviously, he does not have that relationship prior to this season with Christian Walker, but I imagine after a certain level of time here, that hopefully he would have found something. But is there anything that comes to mind for you on how he might help Christian Walker find a little bit more steady of play and consistency for you at first base? Because that's super necessary.
I mean, that is the billion-dollar question, much less a million-dollar question, because we see it in every sport. You know, guys getting lost, getting in their own heads, whether it's lack of confidence, whatever. And some of the greatest minds in sports history, coaches in sports history, have tried to figure out ways to get guys out of these things. It's one of those things that it can end a player. It can end a player, at least their career, in a certain place, you know? And it has here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it has. It absolutely has. We're watching that game. 1-0, the Astros lead as of right now. Hunter Brown still on the mound. It's the top of the third, which means I got to worry about getting a hot dog here soon. But talk about confidence. Darrell Taylor, defensive end now for the Houston Texans. He was on the Bears last year, interestingly enough, as I did my rewatch of the Bears game earlier. But he was on Good Morning Football earlier this week, and Tell me if this doesn't sound like a confident guy that's coming in to rush off the edge for the Texans.
Man, it's personal this year because, you know, I feel like I left a lot on the table in Chicago. And, you know, I'm in a great place where, you know, the offense is, you know, going to do that thing. And, you know, we have a great coaching staff to, you know, be able to put me in position to be able to help our defense out this year and, you know, make a lot of plays. So I'm excited about that. So that's the reason that, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, playing with much of a chip on my shoulder than I ever played with. So I'm just excited to be there and excited to offer what I got, you know what I'm saying, my skill level to the Houston Texans, man.
Yeah, it just sounds like a guy that knows, you know, he's entering an incredible situation where the expectation is going to be high, but he's not going to have to carry anything. You know, he's joining a, you know, he's joining a defense that's going to have a specific role for him that he can fill out.
Yeah, I mean, assuming that you're a guy who is inherently going to be a depth edge rusher, yeah, which I don't know, maybe Darrell Taylor is in that space. I think that that's probably a fair way of categorizing where he is in his career. This is probably the best place to be, right?
Yeah, because exactly
not only are you likely going to be on the opposite side of somebody who can really get after it, you know that your secondary is good, and you also know that you're going to get opportunities, right? This is a team that rotates mm-hmm. when it comes to defensive ends. Not a lot of teams do that, or maybe not a lot, but not everybody does that.
Yeah.
There are teams that, you know, if you're the, you know, top edge rusher off the edge, right,
you're
or the left,
you're there every down.
You're there most of the downs and maybe just spell when you're tired. Now, these guys rotate in quite a bit, so he'll have an opportunity to get in there. I'm excited to see what Darrell Taylor can bring this year because he's one of those guys that I know a lot of people have been excited about. But then also, like, I'm starting to get even more jazzed because it's more than competent, right? Like, it's not like he's a bad edge rusher. Last year, he had 3 sacks in 16 games. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could easily see him replicating that and maybe adding one or two more because we saw a number of guys that I guess if you just were looking from a national 30,000-foot view perspective and just looked at a name, you wouldn't imagine would have produced in the way that they did, talking about Mario Edwards, talking about, you know, Tim Settle. Mm-hmm. And I know those guys are more on the interior, but even on the outside, you had Derek Barnett, who was deeply underrated, I think, by a lot of people. I'm excited for what this defense will continue to do this year.
You hit on it because it's a role that they're going to fill and they're not going to be asked a lot. You mentioned 3 sacks and 30,000-foot view, as you said, you're thinking 3 sacks, you know, how big is that? Well, imagine you get 13 here and 12 there from Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Then you sprinkled in, you know, 3, 2, 3. All of a sudden, that's a team that's just wreaking havoc on the opposing quarterbacks. You know?
Yeah, and a defense that hopefully hits the ground running a little bit further. Because I've been surprised in my rewatch. Defense was not as menacing in the start of last year as I would have imagined and as going back to watch, especially in some of these games that were pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
That defense was absolutely menacing by the end of the year. And so much of that is returning. If this team and this defense in particular hits the ground running that they do, like I can only imagine where the heights that they reach by week 18, by the divisional round, by the, you know, that level of things.
Start the bar at a higher level and then see what happens.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm very intrigued by that. So there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, getting ready to talk with the fellas that are holding down the drive, Area 45. Before we go there, our question of the day earlier seemed to get a lot of reaction. I'll ask PC and Bajani once they're here for us. But what is the weirdest way that you've celebrated anything at all was our question of the day. And there was a number of responses, and there's still some coming in. One of the ones that I didn't read earlier, they said they were talking about how they were sitting for boards for their licenses, had big plans to celebrate, but they were so tired by the time they were done that they just went to a stop and go, sat on the curb, and drank 6 packs until
everybody went home.
That's a great celebration.
That's a great celebration.
Really?
Like, he's just, it's finally over. I'm exhausted, but I'll be damned if I'm not going to have a 6 pack of beer. You know?
And it was cheap.
Yeah.
A cheap beer?
That's a great.
A cheap beer, but that's a cheap way to celebrate.
Okay. I thought you were saying they had a Natty Light and then went their separate ways.
Yeah.
And then someone else from the 979 just texted in and said, solo champagne showers, both World Series, even though they weren't drinking. So they went and got like champagne, and they just Chris Boshed it over the top of their head.
Oh, no, man. I don't know about
that. Hey, why not? What? Well, is that not what he did?
It fits the question.
Otherwise, are you cool with the Chris Bosh celebration?
Why not? In the comfort of your home? Although, did you lay down tarp? Did you get in the bathtub in order to do this? Did you just ruin carpet? Like, how did that go?
Now, Reggie got to do the celebration.
All right, you're doing a lot right now.
What's wrong with that?
You're doing a lot wrong right
with now. That? How many tequila shots in are you?
I'm two, although I need to get a third and a third hot dog, as I promised to do a 999.
Oh, that's why you're talking so fast and loud.
Wait, hold on.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
So you're doing 999, nine dogs, nine shots, nine in.
Correct.
Yeah. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.